Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. And welcome to this episode of The Daily Good. I am thrilled that you are here joining me again today. I hope everything is great for you where you are. It is cloudy, gray, overcast, and beautiful where I am. And I have had a fantastic cup of coffee this morning, so I am in a great mood, which is good because that's kind of the theme of this whole podcast, things being good. So our first piece of good news for today is some remarkably uplifting news that happened, maybe a week or two ago now. 400 college graduates in California had their student debt paid off. Anonymous donors came along and donated to a nonprofit organization based out of San Francisco called Students Rising Above. Now, that organization helps to send low-income college students who are the first in their family to go to college, and it helps them with personal guidance and career guidance and internships and mentoring. And benefactors stepped in and donated over $8 million to that nonprofit. And again, as a result of that, over 400 college grads had their student debt completely erased. So just to kind of give you some specifics, two of the graduates in particular, Kimberly Armstrong, who is a law school student, had $300,000 worth of school debts taken care of by this donation. And a young man named Dr. Zachary Tabb, who had medical school debt amounting to $160,000, also had that taken care of. He said, quote, "It's life-changing. I've had debt really my entire adult life, and so it's just something that everywhere you go, it follows you. It's really a generational impact. To completely unburden myself and all of them has a real multiplicative effect, not only on my fellow SRA scholars' lives, but on the contributions they can make to society." And now we find ourselves at The Good Word, where we hear some beautiful poetry, or we talk about some brilliant thoughts from some brilliant thinkers, or we hear a great quote. And today we have a great quote from none other than Walt Disney. Now, I am a huge fan of Disney and the many things that come from the Disney company. What can I say? I was raised with it. My parents brought up myself and my brothers in a very Disney-loving home. My parents, their first date, or one of their first dates, was to Disneyland back in the 1960s. So it's kind of encoded in me genetically. I know that Walt Disney was not a perfect person, but he certainly did a lot of good things for a lot of people. And he has a great quote for us today. And the quote is, "Why worry? If you've done the very best you can, worrying won't make it any better." And I don't know about you, but that is a great quote for me. I'm not necessarily a worrywart, but I do certainly tend to get wrapped up in anxieties with my life and how it's going and career and finances and this and that and the other. But this quote and the sentiment behind it really helps to kind of pull me back and recenter things for me. As long as I can be confident and honest that I have done the best that I can in any given circumstance or at any given time, then it behooves me to let go of the anxiety and the worry. I'm not saying that I'm good at that. I'm just saying it's a good idea and it's a goal to strive towards. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to rectify the situation. It's just going to tie me up in knots and make me feel bad. So one more time, why worry? If you've done the very best you can, worrying won't make it any better. Walt Disney. And now we come to our second good news item for the podcast today. And this is another story about extraordinary generosity in the face of some of the trials and tribulations of the coronavirus lockdowns that we're currently working our way through. This one involves a gym owner in Bloomington, Illinois, who runs a place called the Be Strong Gym. The owner, named Drew Whitted, had recently purchased tens of thousands of dollars worth of brand new gym equipment. And when the coronavirus shelter-in-place orders came out, he realized that a lot of people were going to have their healthy habits and their workout habits disrupted, and he didn't want that to throw people off course. So what he did was he allowed gym members to sign out his new equipment. So they could come in and basically sign away and take off with some of his equipment, take it home and use it to continue their workout regimens. He said he didn't want people to miss their workouts, and he's gratified to see that it's bringing people together. He told CNN, quote, "Now I see a whole family getting through this shelter in place, getting through this tough time doing these workouts together, bonding together, becoming healthier and happier together as a family unit." So apparently about 80 members of his gym took him up on his offer, but he kept some of the equipment back so that he could have online training sessions every single day. He has also promised that he will continue to keep on and pay his 8 employees at the gym, and he also has offered the gym members a free month when the quarantine is over. I think that's absolutely extraordinary. Here's someone who has already invested tens of thousands of dollars in new gear. The shelter-in-place order comes along and smacks everyone in the face, and his reaction is not to just hunker down or to try to sell his equipment back from whence it came, but instead to loan it out to his loyal members, offer them an extra month, and keep his employees on and pay them. To me, that is the right perspective, to continue to do the right thing, to continue to try to help people along through these times. I think will inspire a lot of loyalty from them and keep him in business when all this passes. And now we come to Wonderful World, one of my favorite parts of the podcast, where we explore amazing places around the world through our technology. And today we are returning to the realm of virtual tours, and in fact, virtual museum tours. And we get to return to my favorite city in the world, and that is London and the National Gallery in London. Now, just for the record, if you ever find yourself fortunate enough to be in London, many years ago, the city decided to basically make the majority of their major museums free to the public. You donate when you walk through the doors, whatever you feel is appropriate, whatever you can spare, but you can go to all of these museums for free when you're there. So make a point of that. Make sure when you visit London that you take in as many of the free museums as you can, because you get to see priceless works of art and historical artifacts. It's mind-boggling. And the National Gallery is just one of these incredible museums that you can visit for free. Right now, of course, you can visit for free and online. And it is one of those incredible kind of click and drag style virtual tours thanks to Google's Arts and Culture. And it's really, truly remarkable. You can quite honestly click and drag your way through the vast majority of the exhibits in the museum sort of at your leisure. You can stop and zoom in on particular works of art. You can zoom in pretty darn close, actually, to particular portions. You can read the little plaques next to each one of them. And they also have, specific exhibitions that would normally be open to the public, would that the museum itself were open. And you can check those out as well. Right now, they are doing an exhibition on Monet. So if you are a particular fan of Monet, and I know I am, feel free to visit the virtual tour of London's National Gallery via the link in the show notes for this episode. And, have a nice pleasant wander. Maybe put on a little bit of music and give yourself the opportunity to take in some arts and culture at your leisure. And bringing things to a close with Sounds Good today, we have a magnificent and massive work of music. The recommendation for today is the Mass in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Now, I don't know how much time you have on your hands today. If you happen to have a considerable amount of downtime, or you have some projects that need doing, and you would like a soundtrack in the background that is phenomenal, great, because the complete Mass in B minor runs, close to 2 hours long. It's generally an hour and 45 to an hour and 50 minutes long, depending on the performance you're listening to. So, yeah, maybe give yourself some time if you want to listen to the entire work. And it is remarkable. Douglas Adams, who, as many of you know, is my favorite author of all time, was a huge fan of Bach. And he said, "I think the B minor Mass is one of the greatest pinnacles of human achievement. It still absolutely moves me to tears to hear it." And I think that's a pretty ringing endorsement. And he's not wrong. It's an incredible piece of music. If you don't necessarily want to devote nearly 2 hours of your day to this one piece of music, maybe just start with the first movement of the Mass in B minor, which is the Kyrie Eleison. And I will have a link to a particular performance of that piece in the notes for today's episode. This particular performance on YouTube is John Elliott Gardiner conducting the English Baroque Soloists and the Monteverdi Choir. So it's incredible. A truly amazing conductor conducting a group of musicians who are specialists in this era of music, playing on period accurate instruments, and an absolutely breathtaking choir to boot. So this is your recommendation for today. It is the Mass in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the incredible Jonathan Stout. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.